Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Amy Dickinson in the Saturday Tribune, she's syndicated, of course, but that's where you were able to see it here in Chicago, had a letter that she responded to. It began this way. Dear Amy, after 31 years with my spouse, I'm now dating. I'm a widower. Dating is a new thing for me. There is a guy with whom I thought I had reached a good rapport. He reached out to me last week expressing an interest in getting together over the weekend. I responded that I'd like that and gave him my availability. I never heard back from him. I thought maybe he had an emergency, and I texted him Sunday night just to confirm that he was okay. He replied, apologizing for the weekend getting away from him, and said that he had a work project due that next day. I respect the fact that he takes his work seriously, but I'm bothered that he did not let me know his weekend plans were changed. I may be old-fashioned, but this situation just makes me think we're not as aligned as I thought. To me, a quick text letting me know he needed to cancel would have been common courtesy. I think he was telling me he's not interested. Is this how things work now, where you don't really need to let someone know if you're opting out of previously stated plans? Boy, there's a question for the new age. Is this how things work now? You don't need to let someone know you're opting out of plans. Maybe I'm out of touch. Signed, a dating newbie. Amy, I want to tell you, your letters are always the best. The people that respond to you are so thoughtful and articulate. You've told me before that you don't doctor the letters. That's the way they come in, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I will occasionally trim a letter, but no, I love the way people describe their problems. And this person, I actually think this letter was written by a man. But he thought he was old-fashioned, but, you know, I think in my response I said, oh, yes, waiting by the phone. It has been ever thus, you know. I remember waiting by the phone when I was a teenager in the 1970s, and my mother, I was right outside on the lawn with an earshot, you know, I could hear it and race in. My mother came out and she said something to me, and I'll just never forget it. And that really informed my response to this guy. She said, if this person wanted to be in touch with you, you would know it. You wouldn't have to wait. It would be very, very obvious. And what she said was, people do what they want to do. And so for this person, my answer was basically, he's just not that into you. First of all, they really didn't have firm plans. But if anybody was super into another person, if they had a work emergency, they'd let them know. It's really easy to do. So the thing that concerns me is how often people supply excuses for another person when really all they have to do is open your eyes, see what's really, really happening, and be brave enough to sort of face the truth.
I understand that. I also understand, though, the question at the very end of that, which is maybe almost a different launch point for a conversation or an inquiry, and that is, but are things different now? Like, if you were dating when you were dating, and now you're back out in the field for whatever reason, what are the protocols? What are the norms? What are the expectations? Do conversations just drop off on social media, and that's okay? Or should you expect a follow-up? And it didn't break my heart, but I understood the sort of conundrum this person faces. They don't know the rules of the game now. Amy Dickinson is the Ask Amy author, the syndicated advice columnist. You read her in the Chicago Tribune. We talked to her once in a while, although it's been a while since you and I connected, Amy. I hope you're well and things are going good in your life.
Yeah, everything's fine. Thanks, John. And actually, I'm surprised at how many questions I'm getting regarding dating, and I'm the mother of five young adults. So I have learned that people are dating during the pandemic. They are creating a variety of what they seem to see as safeguards, but really aren't, frankly.
What do you mean by that?
For instance, okay, one of my daughters has a male roommate, and he said to her recently, look, I'm going to start, after a breakup, he said, I'm going to start dating again, and I intend to date, you know, different people. And so since he and she are roommates, he's alerting her to this, but he's not really doing anything about it, you know? He's still coming into the house. He's still,
yeah.
I mean, presumably not wearing a mask the entire time he's out with a new person coming. And, you know, I think he feels like giving her a heads up is sort of the most he's prepared to do about that. I think the pandemic raises lots of questions about dating. But the fact is, people want to get out and meet people. I get it. So we were talking about sort of, have the rules changed? So I will say this, John. As easy it is these days to connect, it's also so easy to disconnect. And I know you know about ghosting. All the kids are doing it. And this is where you basically drop off. You could be out with somebody. This could involve a friendship, dating relationship, a sibling, or whatever. You can be sailing along, and you then just stop. No contact, no response, no anything. And this is very, very confusing to people. It's very confusing.
I don't think that's exclusive to young people or boy-girl relationships. I find myself as an adult sometimes not wanting to spend the mental energy to further a conversation I'm not thoroughly enjoying, and so sometimes you just stop. And it
absolutely
must, that must be painful to that other person. I don't know.
Right. And there's no law that you have to respond to a text, right? There's no, you know, if somebody wants to try to contact you and you don't feel like responding, that's up to you. But that is, it seems to be, you know, it's sort of a Harry Met Sally kind of line. Like, I'm now being rejected across multiple platforms, you know?
I can't imagine what it must be like for somebody who's, you know, 10, 20, 30 years not been dating, and now they're trying to figure it out. For instance, just a quick comment about physical contact. As I was rethinking your column the other day, I thought, I wonder if the fact that you do want to maintain some sort of social distance gives a new dating person a little confidence to interact in some capacity, 6 feet or online, because there's now no pressure to touch or to have sex or to be more intimately involved than maybe the other person might want, because, hey, it's the COVID, so I'll get to know you, I'll even meet you for coffee, but of course I'm not going to get in your car or come to your apartment because of the COVID. I wonder if that affords them a shield in a way.
I think it's having an impact. I've seen this in my own household with somebody I'm closely related to, a young person, who got involved in a relationship 1 week before lockdown. And these two young people who were very into one another were forced to separate by several hundred miles. And here's what happened. They kept in touch. They talked. They played games on the phone. They played chess. They played word games. And it was actually a really, really beautiful thing because they got to know one another personally. And when the minute they could come back together, they did. And I think it's a really relationship. It potentially can really strengthen a young relationship to, you know, keep your distance.
Or tip a relationship. Or I thought maybe the end of your story was going to be, and they realized they weren't that into each other. But either way, not rushing into physical relationships is a healthy thing, isn't it?
Well, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I don't know, John. I've had my share of fun, whatever.
Yeah.
I just feel like if you're, like, your intentions, like, this is where it helps to really know who you are. And, of course, a lot of really young people don't quite know who they are. But if you really know who you are and what you want, I think you can be in a quick physical relationship and part. I think, but, you know, you're taking a chance. You're taking a chance. Yeah. Anytime you form a relationship with another person, you're taking a chance. It's a big risk.
Well, that's why you're the Ask Amy and I'm not. Ask John got no letters. Nobody cared and didn't want my advice on anything.
I feel like I just revealed myself to be something of a player when I was younger, but maybe not so much.
You know what I think about when I think about you and intimacy, and I don't do that often, but I remember you once describing falling back in love again a little later in life and how exciting it was, how electric it was. And I remember saying, I'm so happy for the people that will have a second chapter that way, that's still there. So hooray for that, right?
Oh, it's the best. And actually, John, my now husband and I had our 12th anniversary yesterday. Yeah. And I'm very happy. Late love it's all that as far as I'm concerned.
That's what I remember you saying. It's nice to talk to you, Amy. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, John. Anytime.
Amy Dickinson writes syndicated column. I read it in the Tribune the other day and thought about that.